You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I look at the Purdue team. I'm going to take this in two spots. Purdue, I thought maybe could be that first Big Ten team to win a title in 24 years. They weren't. I thought Edie was going to be that difference maker. He was, but he wasn't. They, as you said, I like how you put that. We're going to let him eat. We're shutting the water off on everybody else. You will be out there on your own. And that's literally what it was. Edie finishes with 37 points, I think. But it wasn't enough because his team did not help him out. Everybody who contributed throughout the entire year, I guess I'm trying to think that I don't even know if Fletcher Lawyer even scored a point in that game. It was pretty bad. When you look at what Purdue did, they had a formula. Matt Painter's probably going to roll it back out there. I saw they got another 7-foot kid, 7'2". They're waiting on him. He's going to be the next. I'm just assuming because they've had a 7-foot guy, I think, going back to 2012. They haven't missed a beat. If you're Purdue, you're going to be the best team in the Big Ten next year. Odds on favorite to win the conference. But looking at the bigger picture, Harold, what's the Big Ten have to do? 24 years. I mean, I didn't realize that when I was at the title game in 2000, I would be watching the last time. Now, they made the title game. I think this is like either the seventh or eighth time they made the title game, but they've lost. What does the Big Ten have to do to break through that threshold? Because if the Big Ten was a team, we would be talking about firing the coach because you can't win the big one. If you think about that.
No, that's fair. It's weird because it seems like a lot of times when other leagues get to the title game, they wind up getting a San Diego State, they get a Butler, they get somebody like that, somebody who wasn't supposed to be there. And once they get there, you know, clock strikes midnight, Cinderella's done. For whatever reason, the Big Ten has won the bad timing award in that every time they get to the title game, it's a juggernaut waiting for them once they get there. And you can go back to Indiana in 02, where they had to see Juan Dixon, Steve Blake, Chris Wilcox. You can go to Illinois when they had to face Raymond Felton, Sean May, Rashad McCants, Marvin Williams. If you go on, there's minimum three pros on every single team that they face. And they face the number one seed every single time they've gotten to the title game. Now, again, the problem is you haven't had enough pros yourself to compete with, you know, the team, these number one seeds that have the 3 to 4 to 5 pros that the North Carolinas have had, the Villanovas have had, the UConns have had. And so I think you need more wings. The way that things are going now, it's great to have a big man, but the big man can only do so much, as we saw on Monday. You got to get guys that can create their own shot. You got to have guys who are athletic enough to make plays off the ball. You got to, you know, be able to just get a stop on your own, keep guys out of the lane. And the Big Ten just doesn't have enough of that. You know, I think for a long time, there were good point guards. You know, we saw Trey Burke. We saw Cassius Winston. We saw Darren Williams. But there haven't been enough wings, I think, to complement that. And a lot of these teams that you're seeing that they've lost to, whether it's a Mikael Bridges, a Dante DiVincenzo, Stephon Castle, Cam Spencer, you know, you can go on and on and on. They're the ones that have a ton of length, a ton of athleticism. And so you might be fine at the one, you might be fine at the five, but that 2-3-4 is usually an issue for these Big Ten teams.
So is that the thing? Is that the issue? You just got to supplement your shooting guard and your wings, because Harold, I got to think if it was that easy in 24 years, somebody would have figured that out. I mean, I'm not trying to. It just seems like, man, what is the deal? Now, I like how you put that with the stats, and that's why I love having you on. I didn't realize they all played one seeds. And yeah, unfortunately, I think the Big Ten has turned into the Cinderella where the clock strikes midnight on that Monday, and you're done. You're toast. I just never thought that we still would be talking about Mateen Cleaves was leading a team to a championship, especially fitting because his son is about to be playing college hoops in a few years. You would have so just the law of averages would have said that the Big Ten would have won at least one. You look at the same almost the same time frame since 99, UConn's won what, six titles, Big Ten won. UConn's become a new dynasty. We'll get to that in a minute, but I just wonder, like, man, if it's that simple, like, how come the other teams can't do it? Now, if I had to pick one,